Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Greg Pickle here as well. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are reflecting a little bit on this edition of the show on the blue-white game. We'll do a stock-up, stock-down report, kind of like we did after every regular season game this past year. That's coming up in just a little bit. We're going to talk some recruiting, the 2020 class so far. 8 commitments, 2 new commitments over blue-white weekend that changed the complexion of the class a little bit, but the feel has been negative, I think, about the class so far, and maybe more specifically the offers that have gone out most recently. So we'll get into that, whether you should feel good about it, whether you should have questions about it, and just look at where things stand right now, which, oh, by the way, they're in the top 10 in the country class-wise. Yeah. We'll continue our player review series. We started this a couple weeks ago. You can check out back episodes at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. You can access that stuff anytime. And we'll round out the show with Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions, and we'll give away a bottle of wine. So stay tuned for that all through the show. Let's start, Greg. The 2020 class, eight commitments so far. They did manage to move into the top 10 nationally in recruiting with that. I haven't looked super closely at whether they've got more commitments than some of the other teams that they jumped in the rankings, but the bottom line here is that they have a class that is very much in line with what James Franklin has put together in previous classes in terms of average player rating. But I think what has happened is, you know, you have these five stars that are out on the horizon, you know, your Brian Bressies, your Julian Flemings. And I think there was a pretty clear expectation for not just a top 15 class this cycle, not just a top 10, but a top 5. And so I think everything that's happened to this point in the cycle has been weighed against those expectations. And when you're doing that, especially when a cycle is incomplete, it's easy to fall short in fans' eyes. And I think that's what's happened to this point. But you know, 2 commitments over blue white weekend helps change the math, at least.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think too that Penn State has, again, are they going to get all the top targets they want? No, I don't think so. And are they going to, you know, end up with a top 5 class? Probably not, but top 10, surely it looks like that will be the case. And I think they're on the right track here. They have a handful of very talented 4-star recruits. Let's keep in mind that Grant Tutant started as a 3-star offensive tackle. He's now a 4-star offensive tackle. So there's obviously room for these guys to go up each time the rankings are reevaluated, which happens a few times a year. So I wouldn't worry too much yet about, you know, the whole idea of only having, you know, so many 3-star recruits and this, that, and the other thing. I think James Franklin is staff have proven that they can get talent on campus and develop it, so that's a plus. And at the end of the day, it's just the direction things are going right now. I don't think they're going to get Brian Bressie. We talked about that. It looks like Clemson or bust for him, so that leaves Julian Fleming, the 5-star receiver, is the next big guy on their radar, and they'll try and lock him up sooner rather than later, but it sounds like he's not going to decide anytime soon.
Yeah, which creates these nervous feelings that feed into the air of negativity or pessimism around the class. But as I mentioned, math-wise, you know, with an average player rating of 9.030 on 24/7 Sports, it's just a hair shy of where they were last cycle. And I know for me, you know, I was kind of pitching the idea that the Mid-Atlantic was not strong in the 2019 recruiting cycle, but Penn State did everything possible, everything in their power to get guys from Florida to cobble together this class that was very, very good. And I thought it was one of James Franklin's best recruiting jobs doing that in 2019. So then you fast forward to 2020 and you are high on the list for some of these 5-stars, and the Mid-Atlantic as a whole, I'm not sure if Pennsylvania is better in the 2020 class than 2019. I think it looks pretty comparable. But in the region as a whole, I thought the talent was better in 2020 than 2019. So it was easy to do the math and say, okay, if they were able to do this in 2019, what can they do in 2020?
Right.
It hasn't played out yet, but at the same time, the more five stars you're in on, generally the longer you have to wait for commitment.
Yeah, and I think that's a hard thing for some observers of the recruiting process to understand and live with, is that, you know, Penn State would love to lock up every five-star, and especially one from Pennsylvania. They'd love to lock up immediately, but that's not always the way it's going to play out. Guys are going to want to take official visits. Guys are going to want to see other campuses, and because of that, you're going to have to wait, even if you look like a clear favorite for a kid. So I did think it's interesting that Penn State didn't host official visitors for the Blue-White game. They said that was a decision they made after a lot of conversations about how it went a year ago. I think that, you know, I don't know. I'm sort of up and down on this. Do I think that they had a conviction to not host official visitors? Yeah, sure. If Brian Bresci had called and said, hey, I want to take my official visit to Penn State for the Blue-White game, would they have said no? No, I don't think they could have.
Right,
so
right.
I think it has much to do with maybe not having any guys that wanted to take official visits as it did anything else. I'm sure there were a couple out there, but none that rose to the point of needing to host those guys. And I think James Franklin made a good point, too, is that guys sometimes say, you know, oh, I'm going to decide in June, so I want to come take my official visit for the Blue-White game. And then that kid says, ah, you know what? I kind of like this recruiting process thing. I'm going to hold out. Well, then if you're Penn State, you're out of luck. You can't host that kid for an official visit again. So you have to hope he comes back with his team, or, you know, on his own dime. And if he doesn't, then you're probably not going to get him. So it was a good decision, I think, on their part. But it did impact the crowd. It was not nearly as a star-studded recruiting group as it has been in years past. But you get two pretty solid recruiting commitments in RJ Adams and Cole Brevard.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. We're looking at Penn State's 2020 recruiting class. The segment brought to you by GoPSURV, your ultimate tailgate experience, a really cool destination for Penn State fans trying to come up for that game day atmosphere. They have a lot set up where you can hang out in an RV, you can tailgate for the entire weekend, show up on Friday, leave on Sunday. Saw it in action with my own eyes once again for Blue-White weekend, which was awesome. When the weather is on your side, especially, this is an amazing experience where it definitely beats, you know, you're staying at a hotel and going to the game and then going back to your hotel. This is a, you know, for 48 hours, you can hang out and tailgate. You check out the game. You know, you go over, you can tailgate more at Beaver Stadium. You don't have to worry about anything. It's all set up there for you. You can check them out. GoPSURV.com. Looking ahead to the 2019 season. One thing I think is, so I'm not really overly concerned, I guess, about the class as a whole, but the one thing that jumps off the page right now to me, Greg, is that the three stars in this class, looking at the 24/7 Sports composite, Grant Tutant, RJ Adams, and Golden Achumba are three stars. Micah Bowens, the quarterback from Las Vegas, also a three star. You know, by the 24/7 composite, four out of eight commits in the class so far are four stars. Four are three stars. And you can't help but notice that the three O-line commits are represent the you know, three of the three star commitments.
Right.
What do you make of these guys, and whether they're underrated nationally, whether Penn State is looking for guys just like this or body types just like this, or whether you know, for me, if you look back at since James Franklin arrived, how many just hammer blue chip offensive line prospects have come aboard since Franklin has been there.
Right.
I don't know. You know, they might not be looking for those types exactly, but I think maybe that's part of the uneasiness, is that, you know, not getting five-star, you know, high four-star and five-star offensive linemen very consistently is something I think that it's fair to wonder about.
Yeah, it's tough because on the flip side of that, they've got some four-star linemen before and they haven't worked out. You know, some have, and there's the jury still out on some of them. You know, but it for Penn State, I think Penn State fans want to see a dominating offensive line. How do you get a dominating offensive line? 9 times out of 10, you know, there's a lot of cases each year where a three-star comes to campus, gains 40 pounds, and plays like a five-star. But more often than not, it's a matter of being in the right place at the right time in offensive line recruiting. What I mean by that is, can you get a guy that is going to make that big weight gain? And where is he at when he gets there? Does he have to drop weight? Is he good? You know, is he all Is he all ready to build up as soon as he arrives, or does he have to lose some weight before he gains some back? So it's always a guessing game when it comes to offensive line recruiting. But yeah, I mean, I think that every program in the country wants more 4 and 5 stars, and they do 3 stars, and that's at every position. But certainly the offensive line, where it's a little bit more of a guessing game.
That's a revolutionary thought. Okay, yeah, so
right.
Better talent is better than worse talent. Is that what we're saying?
That's exactly what we're saying.
You don't get that kind of insight anywhere but here on the Keystone Sports Network. So that's Greg Pickle for you. So I think, you know, for me, as you forecast ahead, you look ahead a little bit, 8 slots filled. I have to believe that we're looking at probably pretty close to a 25-man class, given everything that has unfolded, the number of transfers, and whether you want to call that an upshot here, an upside for recruiting, is that there's going to be more attrition every year, especially at Penn State. Penn State's going to have an above-average amount of attrition. I think that's pretty clear to me now, which means that more classes than not are going to push that 25-man threshold.
Right.
So what happens if you got a 25-man class and neither Julian Fleming nor Brian Bressy is one of your commits? How would you look at how does that define the class for you?
Yeah, I don't think there's any other word but disappointing. I mean, I just don't see any way around it. Even if you finish with a top 10 class or a top 15 class without those two guys, especially with Fleming, I think you always knew Bressy could potentially go somewhere else, especially because, look, Penn State's developed some really good defensive linemen, but so are some other schools, and some other schools are winning national titles too. So he was always going to be tough, but with Fleming, you know, you have a guy that can revolutionize and take over an offense, really. And Penn State needs some more talent like that if it's plans to compete at the highest level and make the college football playoffs and all that kind of stuff. So to me, I think they have to find a way to land Julian Fleming, because if they don't, again, they could still have a top 10, top 15 class, but they would have lost a number one player in Pennsylvania and the nation's number one receiver. And it's just, that's a tough thing to swallow, I think, if you're James Franklin.
Is there anybody else on the target board? I agree with all that, by the way. I think Fleming, for his maturity and his ability to compete and be a complete player right away, not to mention he's in your backyard, not to mention currently his girlfriend attends your university. That's hard to lose. Is there anybody else on the target board that you consider, you know, more of the can't miss or have to have type besides those two?
Not really, but I think it would be a bummer to get RJ Adams out of Woodbridge and not get Antoine Sampa, his teammate at Woodbridge, to come with him. So I think he falls into that category too. But other than that, no, those were sort of the two guys, Fleming and Bressy, coming into it that you said Penn State needs to get these guys. They're probably going to lose out on one. Again, Bressy will announce next week. Next week, 2 weeks, the 23rd, whenever that is.
That'll be next week, next Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But at the end of the day, yeah, a lot of Tuesday announcements. But, it's Penn State. We'll have to focus especially closely on Fleming now.
The world's not ending. Number 7 class in the country. Still some work to do. But Penn State in 2020, not so bad so far. We're going to shift gears, look back at the blue-white game. Our stock up, stock down report coming up after this break.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.